I'd like to do that. I'd like to be there, but I can't, unfortunately. I've got a thing at Nicole's school today, so I can't go.
What is it?
Oh, it's storybook night.
I'm sorry.
It's
do you go and read stories?
What's
yes.
That?
Oh, do you?
That's nice.
Yeah. You?
Yeah.
You?
Well, not just me. A lot of the mummies and daddies.
But you're reading?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Out loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
No.
Have they? So they've never heard you try and read?
I can read.
Yeah, I know you can read, but you can't act read.
No, but I'm going to have to do my best.
Look up there, said the bear. said the man.
Do you do actions and stuff?
Well, everyone's got a different topic, and mine is space.
You hate space.
I know.
You hate everything to
actually,
do with space.
I don't. You had a whole list of things to tick as to what you would like to read stories on, and I think I chose underwater in princesses, not underwater princesses. And no. Then suddenly I've got space, and I'm not entirely sure how that happened. But so yeah. So
what book are you reading?
I don't know. I haven't got the books yet because one of the other mums, right, who I'm reading with, because we're sort of paired up. She went to the library yesterday in the village, but the library's closed on a Thursday.
Hey,
I'm going to have to go to the library today and see what I can get out. And then if I can't get any out, then I'm going to have to go and buy some.
Space books, which we'll never read again.
No, I think I've got an old Battlestar Galactica book somewhere.
Thing is, though, Tina, it won't be a waste because I can stockpile them for whatever little boy's birthday is coming up.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, a used book. Mm. Nice.
Well, good luck.
So, yeah, tonight...
it's a practice.
Tonight is story night on a space theme. And I'm going to turn the lights off and I'm going to torch.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's going to be brilliant.
I mean, good, eh?
Yeah.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Dave,
yeah?
Could be a little bit advanced for the kids.
I've got a copy of Now magazine. Mm.
Right. Professor Stephen Hawking and his brief history of time.
A brief history of time.
Oh, that'll be good. They'll love that.
We should get you to practice.
Okay.
Especially with the torches.
Can we find some stories and
some
print them off
stories,
for Dave
yeah.
to read?
Sure thing.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'll
Should we turn our lights off as well?
Yeah, turn the lights off. Yeah. I haven't brought my torch, though, because I've run out of batteries.
Okay. Use your phone.
Okay, that's
you
a good
use your
idea.
Phone? Yeah, you've got a torch on your phone, haven't you?
I'm quite excited now.
Thanks.
Oh, very excited.
Thanks, yeah. Story night. Don't tell my hate space.
And we may not have mentioned that.
I Hate Space by Dave. Yeah. That's me.
Space is boring.
Why is space,
space
a waste
is
of time?
Rubbish.
No, it's not. Space is amazing.
If you go shopping to IKEA on a Saturday and you find a space while you're in your car, that is good. If you have space in your diary to meet an old pal from uni and have a beer, that is good. But space generally is rubbish.
It's not true. It's amazing and exciting.
Dave, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is space?
What is it?
Yeah.
Space is all the stuff that exists outside of the sky.
So like the ground, the core of the Earth?
No. Right. So what you do is if you travel upwards from the Earth, you go through the sky. I didn't do science.
Right.
Or space.
And that the clouds.
That is
you
not
didn't
evident.
Do science.
Well, you
not
you
to
had
any,
to.
Not
by
to
law.
Any not to any advanced not to any advanced level.
Right.
Right? Not A level. So, if you travel upwards from the Earth, you go through the clouds and
right.
stuff, and then you go beyond that. And then when it all starts to get dark, that is space.
How big is space?
Massive. Like, infinite.
Infinite?
Yes.
Wow.
It is infinite. And it goes on forever.
As well as being infinite.
It goes on forever and ever.
And it's infinite, yeah.
Yeah.
Not only is it infinite.
Yeah.
It never stops.
Wow.
Like, you can travel further through space than it takes to get to Aberystwyth.
Whoa. That's a hell of a journey.
Mm.
Space is boundless. It's
that's what I said.
Yeah,
infinite.
Yeah. It's three-dimensional.
It goes on forever, Dave.
Yeah.
Extent in which objects and events occur
mm.
and have relative position and direction.
I was going to say that.
Just remember that.
Now listen. Yeah. I'm not lecturing on space.
Well, I think you should.
To a load of 4 and 5 year olds.
Right.
I'm merely reading children's stories that have a space theme.
Right. That's fine.
Because I'm not a professor.
No.
I hold my hands up. I'm not a professor.
Yeah. Right.
You do need to point that out. You're not a professor.
And let's say your reading voice, your storybook voice.
I don't have anything to read.
We can not
do
just make
some
something
Tina Sport.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Dominic. Dominic had a pet lizard called Jeff.
Hello.
Dominic and Jeff used to love to go to space, but only on a Sunday, because that was the only day that their mummy and daddy used to let them out of the house.
Blimey,
that's not very nice. Yeah,
why was I...
Right, we need to remember.
Why was I not allowed out?
I'm just a bit upsetting.
Yeah. Apart from that bit, I think everything was perfect.
What was the deal with Monday, Saturday?
Just don't ask.
The other days of the week.
Well, you can't ask. They're never out of the house.
They never let me out.
I don't know.
Be very pasty, wouldn't I?
Wow. The tone of voice is very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Yeah, it's nice.
I've read stories to Nicole for years. The only problem is I normally fall asleep before she does.
What if you fall asleep?
Well, that's the problem.
Is it this afternoon?
But it's 5:30.
You could fall asleep.
I know. It's not my best time of day. But I have had that before.
And don't turn the lights off. You're definitely falling asleep.
People are telling you what good space books there are.
Thank you. Oh, good, because I can't find any.
Good.
A great space book is Bob, Man on the Moon. There you go.
Okay, I'm going to write these down.
Yeah. Or Astrosaurus.
Dave, you should play the Star Wars theme before you start reading, says Aid in Essex.
Yeah.
Really loudly.
Claire in Sunderland says, really, Dave? You're not a professor? I'm so disappointed.
It was good you clarified.
I don't want any of the kids to be under any illusions that they'll be learning...
Aliens love underpants?
Now,
I don't know if that's a joke.
I think Nicole's got that. I think that might be the one space book I can get my hands on.
Daddy on the Moon is another one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Astrosaurus books are good for kids.
Astrosaurus are good. I don't know what age...
Are there any space pirates books?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
You could play the theme, though.
Or Button Moon.
Yeah, that would count, wouldn't it?
Cheers, Dave. You just taught us that space is further away than someplace in Wales.
It is. Fact.
But he's not a professor. Say that again.
There's a lot of love for Aliens Love Underpants.
I know, that's on my list. Yeah. I think I've got that, but if I haven't, I'm going to go and buy it.
Mm.
Paddy, there's a Peppa Pig space book.
No. Oh, there is.
There is.
Yes, there is.
Peppa Pig in space, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favourite episodes of The Flumps was when Pootle went to the moon.
Yeah. Mm. Why? You know, it's exciting.
And did a song about it.
Oh!
Are you right there? What's wrong?
I've got the book.
Which one?
Aliens Love Underpants.
There you go.
If you'd like to read that, I can have that for you.
Mm.
That's
clever, isn't it?
Let's do that. Right, here we go then.
I mean, you got to buy it.
Oh, I could get the sample. Depends how long a feature you want to make of it.
How much is a book to buy?
Fiver.
Just get a sample.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to wear my pyjamas as well, but I don't have any pyjamas. I'm just going to wear my dressing
gown. Hang on a sec. So you're going to sit
at school?
Pardon?
This is not a wind-up, like, is it? From one of the other parents who doesn't like you.
No, it's official.
So you're going to turn up to work with a copy of Star Wars DVD and pyjamas.
And a torch.
I don't think this is appropriate.
Torch and pyjamas.
People think I've gone like I'm having some sort of breakdown. It'll all be a bit Gaza, won't it, with a fishing rod.
Oh, dear.
Well, look, we'll get you a bit of this book to read.
Okay.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of love for the Aliens Love Underpants book.
So I've pushed the boat out. I've bought it.
Oh, you're crazy.
Oh, because actually, the sample gives you 4 pages, which is the cover, the index, and then chapter, and that's it. It stops. So I bought it. It's fine.
Thank you very much.
The copyright notices of this book.
That could be nice.
All right. Well, there you are. Somebody said you should go in dressed as Yoda and do the entire read in that voice.
I'm way too tall to be Yoda.
Too tall? I am way too tall.
There's not much in it, seriously.
Sell out, I am doing commercials. well, that'd be good. We've got something to look forward to. Then Dave is going to read us all a lovely story.
Can I read a little text out?
Sure.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I like it nevertheless. Mm. Hi, please tell Dave that space starts 65 miles up.
Mm.
So Aberystwyth is actually further away from you.
I saw
space.
That. Yeah, space is way closer than Aberystwyth.
Actually, that's true. That's
I like
a very
that.
Good point. The edge of space.
Yeah.
That's further away.
You mean the far end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the near end.
No.
The near end is actually closer than Aberystwyth.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Having travelled to Aberystwyth many times, Elliot, as you have, you'll realise how far away it is. It's an epic journey.
Well, Dave is going to be practising his storytelling.
I have a book here.
Brilliant. and we could do it now if you want.
It's entirely up to
after
you.
After classical class kicks in,
yeah,
we can
it's
introduce
perfect
you.
Music. This
now we've chosen a book to read. We've chosen which one?
Aliens Love Underpants.
Aliens Love Underpants. We could have chosen any book. It just seemed that that was the one that people were saying we should read.
So I do need to get hold of a lot of other space books though today.
Yeah.
So this will just be one of my arsenal of space literature.
Sure. I believe that's the phrase for it. Mm. It's an arsenal of space literature. So Dave has to go to his daughter's school today and read a book. So we're going to practice his skills. Meanwhile, it's 7:15. Dave's going to go and get ready. We'll play a bit of classical class, and then he'll come back in about 30 seconds and read. So let's all get ourselves comfortable and get ready for Dave's storytelling time. Okay, it's time to hand over to David, and David is going to read a story for all you nice boys and girls. So wherever you are around the UK, make yourself comfortable, and here is David.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, Mr. Vitti.
Nicole's dad.
I'm going to read for you Aliens Love Underpants, and here it goes. Aliens love underpants of every shape and size, but there are no underpants in space, so here's a big surprise. Give me a minute while the page turns over. It's on Allard's tablet.
Right, okay.
Okay. When aliens fly down to Earth, they don't come to meet you. They simply want your underpants. I'll bet you never knew.
Have we checked this book?
Oh, it's fine. It's not. It's good for kids. Right. Their spaceship's radar bleeps and blinks the moment that it sees a washing line of underpants all flapping in the breeze.
Oh, I want to go to the toilet.
Hold it for a minute. They land in your back garden, though they haven't been invited. Ooh, underpants, they chant, and dance around delighted.
That's good around that.
Thanks. Hang on. I think the real book would be quicker to turn the pages.
Could you preempt it?
What do you mean?
The page. Just press it a second or two before
you
need it.
That's a good idea, yeah. They like them red, they like them green, or orange like Satsumas. But best of all, they love the sight of Granny's spotted bloomers. Hang on. Mum's pink frilly knickers are a perfect place to hide. And Grandpa's woolly long johns make a super whizzy slide. In daring competitions, held up by just one peg, they count how many aliens can squeeze inside each leg.
I'd slow it down a little bit, would you, Tom?
A little bit.
Is it too fast?
A little bit more friendly and slower.
Okay. They wear pants on their feet and heads and other silly places. They fly pants from their spaceships and hold upside-down pant races.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nicely rhymed, isn't it?
Can I have the tablet back? You sound to hit it.
I'm not hitting it. As they go zinging through the air, it really is pants-tastic. What fun the aliens can have with pingy pants elastic. It's good this, isn't it? It's not your neighbour's naughty dog or next door's... Hang on. It's not your neighbour's naughty dog or next door's funny game. When underpants go missing, the aliens are to blame.
Nice.
But quick, Mum's coming out to fetch the washing in at last. Whee! Off the aliens all zoom. They're used to leaving fast.
Yes.
So when you put your pants on, freshly washed and nice and clean, just check in case an alien still lurks inside unseen.
Nice.
There's a boy there checking his pants. There's nothing in it, though. No, that's it.
That's it. The end.
Yeah, the end.
The end.
That was really nice.
Thanks very much.
Mixed response on the text.
Yeah. Do you know what the delay...
They'll enjoy that.
The delay between pages was unfortunate.
But I love it.
But during the... If there is a delay in real life, which there won't be, but you could, like, wave a torch around.
It's fine. I mean, I can turn a page in a real book.
Yeah, you can do that fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Can I have a go?
Yeah, feedback on the text, by the way, is you should be showing us the photos as you're doing it.
Okay, well, we hadn't prepared a fully interactive display, had we?
I'm going to have a go. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How difficult can it be? Aliens don't visit much, They hope they're not forgotten, but these guys have a gift to help you not forget. A probe right up your bum.
No, I don't think that's in it at all.
I'm reading the wrong one.
I think that's for senior school.
Right, okay. This one's called Aliens, Alien Probe or something. I don't know.
Space Probe.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Space Probe. It's a different book.
Yeah.
Well done. I think you're going to be, you're going to nail it.
I'm going to storm it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to stay awake.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
All right, 20 past seven. Dave's now read his own story, and this is Nero. Listen, someone is texting going, oh my God, it's the quietest breakfast ever in my house. The kids are all listening to Comedy Dave. Can we have a different story next week, please? Oh, cheers.
Brilliant. I happily read a story every day.
And Siobhan says, this book's great. Dave's great. Loving it.
Well, thank you very much. It costs me a lot of money, though, if we do that. Angela Morton on Twitter says, it sounds like Coach Trip in Space.
Yes. What's the guy's name?
Brendan.
Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan's underpants.
Imagine space Brendan. Actually, you don't want to talk about Brendan's underpants.
No, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to think about Brendan in space either.
No.
You know, with his glow sticks and Ibiza.
No.
People are saying we should have a different story from Dave every week. It's nice.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I enjoy doing it.
Maybe you should have Storybook Friday. You know, Radio 1 wants to appeal to a younger audience.
Yeah, I think that's a little too young.
Well, you say that, but I, you know, age ain't nothing but a number to me. I think we should appeal to the younger people.
Mm. Or maybe we should be more helpful. For example, Izzy, who's 14, has got her first GCSE today, a maths GCSE. So maybe you could move on to textbooks in a few weeks' time.
Can do. The only thing is, though, that my knowledge doesn't really go much beyond there.
What other books have you got on your tablet?
I'm not sure.
I noticed you've got Gordon Ramsay's autobiography.
It's not a great selection.
Find me a chapter on Gordon Ramsay's book and see if Dave can just read it without reading any bad language.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, let's have a go.
Does he write potty language in his
books? I can't remember. I've read his book, but I can't actually remember.
You've got a choice of Steve Jobs, Limitless, Gordon Ramsay, Lose Weight Without Dieting, Improve Your Memory. Don't remember if that's good or not, though.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did, yes.
Wow, that's
like a joke.
And Treasure Island.
Oh, Treasure Island would be a good one.
Or The Jungle Book. I've got Jungle Book as well.
Okay, give it here. Gordon Ramsay's, come on.
Come on.
Okay.
Well, right. Be careful of the language.
Oh, shush, it'll be fine. Right. No, do you want me to bookmark this?
No, it's fine.
Read it in a storybook style.
Chapters. Let me have a look. Chapter...
Are we allowed to do this?
What?
Oh, we know Gordon, it's fine.
Read books out on the radio.
Okay, I'm going to hand it to you now. You're going to have to kind of pre-read a couple of words ahead before you speak.
Fine.
Okay?
Dave, please.
Listen, Alan, as if I'm going to say anything offensive on the radio.
I like my job. I don't want to leave.
So do I. I don't want to leave.
And now, storybook time with Mr. Vitti. Today, Gordon Ramsay's autobiography.
Chapter 10. Welcome to the small screen. And so to the TV series Hell's Kitchen, one of the worst experiences of my life. The idea of the show was that I taught a group of celebrities to cook for real-life celebrity diners.
I like this.
With all the pressures of a busy restaurant.
Yeah.
One of the celebrity chefs was voted off by the public every night. Mm. I honestly had no idea of how big the show was going to be, the scale of the kitchen that they'd built, or the size of the restaurant. Hmm. ITV were offering me £40,000 an hour. So I would basically earn £500,000 for 2 weeks' work. Wow!
Does he say wow?
No, I just put
that
in.
Okay.
But I'd live.
As was obvious to anyone who saw even 5 minutes of the show, I wasn't too impressed when I met the contestants. To be honest, I didn't know who half of them were.
Wow!
How was this lot going to cook food to a high enough standard to be served in a restaurant? More to the point, how were they going to do it quickly enough?
That's nice. I think we're on something here. Yeah, pass it here.
Okay,
I want to have
fine.
I like Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. Let me have a little go. Gordon doesn't visit much. He hopes he's not forgotten, but he's got a gift to help you forget. A probe right
Stop
up...
Stop it.
The same one again. Nice, well read.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. 7:28.